The Hobbit, J.R.R. Tolkien.
Well, thief, I smell you and I feel your air. I hear your breath. Come along, help yourself again. There is plenty and to spare.
But Bilbo was not quite so unlearned in dragon lore as all that, and if Smaug hoped to get him to come nearer so easily, he was disappointed.
No, thank you, O Smaug the Tremendous, he replied. I did not come for presents. I only wished to have a look at you, and see if you were truly as great as tales say. I did not believe them.
Do you now?
Said the dragon, somewhat flattered, even though he did not believe a word of it. Truly, songs and tales fall utterly short of the reality, O Smaug the chiefest and greatest of calamities, replied Bilbo.
You have nice manners for a thief and a liar, said the dragon. You seem familiar with my name, but I don't seem to remember smelling you before. Who are you? And where do you come from, may I ask?
You may indeed. I come from under the hill. And under the hills and over the hills my paths led. And through the air. I am he that walks unseen.
So I can well believe, said Smaug. But that is hardly your usual name.
I am the clue finder, the web cutter, the stinging fly. I was chosen for the lucky number.
Lovely titles, sneered the dragon. But lucky numbers don't always come off.
I am he that buries his friends alive and drowns them and draws them alive again from the water. I came from the end of a bag, but no bag went over me.
These don't sound creditable, scoffed Smaug.
I am the friend of bears and the guest of eagles. I am ring winner and luck wearer, and I am barrel rider, went on Bilbo, beginning to be pleased with his riddling.
That's better, said Smaug. But don't let your imagination run away with you.